Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God instructed His people through Moses, "You shall teach them," that is, the words of the Lord, "diligently unto your children. And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." Deuteronomy 6:7. As you were growing into maturity, did you have the advantage of parents who followed the plan God gave to Moses? And as parents, did you teach your children about God and about His inspired Word? Failure to teach our children has almost certainly contributed to the unhappiness, the immorality, and the violence that characterize our culture. The truth is, we have sown to the wind, and we are reaping the whirlwind. My father would not want me to tell you that he was a perfect father. He was a devout Christian and served as an elder of the church for many years. My parents' greatest desire for their children was that they would become Christians and live for God. My father would often sit after the evening meal was finished and talk to us Claiborne children about the Bible, about the church, about biblical moral values, and about marriage and the family. He wanted us to marry Christians and rear Christian families. He talked with us about how we should treat others. He wanted us to be scrupulously honest in all our dealings with our fellow men. Our father would not allow us to engage in any kind of gambling activities, including playing marbles for keeps. My father grew up among people who drank beverage alcohol. He despised drinking as much as anyone I have ever known. He told us of tragic situations where alcohol was involved. As a result of his teaching and his example, not one of the 12 Claiborne children drinks or has ever drunk. He had the same antipathy toward smoking, even though we grew up raising tobacco. Not one of the Claiborne children smokes or uses tobacco in any form, although all the boys probably tried smoking at some time in their lives. Our father knew 60 years ago that smoking was the likely culprit in lung cancer. He knew smoking also contributed to other ailments, such as heart trouble and high blood pressure. Although we Claiborne boys almost never worked for anyone other than our father, we were taught to give a full day's work for a full day's pay. As my father got older, he loved to sit around and talk about how hard his children worked, whatever their assignment. I wondered if he did not remember that we had no choice in the matter. If we had not worked to the best of our ability, whether working for him or for some of our neighbors, there would have been serious trouble. At the time, I thought he was often too demanding. But as I look back over my life, I am grateful that he and my mother were so concerned about our being diligent in whatever we did. Whatever success in life I have been able to achieve, to a great extent belongs to them. I thank God they taught us both by precept and by example to seek the law of the Lord and to do it with all our might. God through Moses exhorted the Israelites, "You shall bind them," that is the words of the Lord, "for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be a frontlet between your eyes. And you shall write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates." Deuteronomy 6:8-9. These two verses reinforce what God told the Israelites in verse 7. God wanted His people under the Jewish covenant, and He wants His people under the new covenant to teach His word to their children and to others. As you know, if you have studied the New Testament, Christianity is a teaching religion. Teaching must be done from the pulpit, in classrooms, and in other places. But no place for teaching is more important than the home. My friends, we thank you for listening to our lesson today. If you have questions or comments about our studies on teaching our children, I would be delighted to hear from you. Thank you, and may God bless you.